And for this portion of this evening's Fretworks, via telephone, joining me from New York City, Spanish-born guitarist Pablo Villegas. He's from Rioja, Spain, in the northern part of the country, but he's lived in New York City for the last decade. The New York Times has praised his beautifully rounded guitar tone and soulful renditions, and he's received glowing reviews for his performances with major orchestras, as well as chamber music collaborations with artists such as violinist Augustin Haydn, and his solo recitals around Europe and the Americas, and indeed probably around the world by now. Welcome, Pablo Villegas.
Thank you very much, John.
It's wonderful. We just got your new compact disc in the studio. I understand it's come out in September, and it is titled Americano. And before we get on to other things about your career and life, what is the significance of the title of that CD?
Well, Americano is a journey. It's a journey through different countries, composers, and aesthetics of the America continent, the America, North America, South America. And it's this beautiful journey exploring the repertoire and the different roots of classical guitar in the American continent. So it's an exploration, and it's a part of me because, as you said earlier, you know, I've lived in the United States, in New York, for the last decade. So coming from Spain, living in New York, everything makes sense. So it's this part of me being in this wonderful country for the last decade. And it's this exploration that started with the beautiful piece by John Williams that I had the honor to premiere and to record in this city.
Yes, I see that. That's amazing because your journey here, there is a little map inside the CD cover going from Los Angeles to New Orleans to New York, down through Mexico to Central America, South America, all the way down to Buenos Aires in Argentina. And I see that the range of music here spanning various composers, indeed John Williams in Hollywood, and we go down to just so much wonderful music, including some right there from New York City. There's even selections from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein. It's a wonderful collection of music and, of course, great works by composers such as Villa-Lobos and also Antonio Lauro I see on here, and just lots more. It's a wonderful collection, and Barrios, of course, is there too. Americano, that's on Harmonia Mundi Records, a wonderful brand-new release. Now, you've described music as a journey. So how did that journey start for you?
Well, it started many years ago. I was 6 years old when I saw Andrés Segovia on TV, and I was really impressed by the sound of this instrument. At that time, I didn't even know what the instrument was, you know. And I asked my parents, I'd love to play that thing. And that thing was the guitar. So, you know, I started my journey with the guitar when I was 6. And a few months later, I played on a stage for the first time. And, of course, you know, I was playing something very simple for family and friends, but it was a real theater in my hometown in Logroño. And that day changed my life because, you know, the contact with the audience was so profound and different and new for me that I got so excited that, you know, little by little, my life, it started to get that direction of becoming what I am today. So in the end, I feel blessed by living my own dream, living, you know, my dream of becoming a professional musician and sharing music with everyone, because in the end, music belongs to the people and is for the people.
I have heard someone has called you the natural heir of Andrés Segovia, and it started with you at 6 years old, seeing him on television. It's certainly the beginning of a wonderful journey that's been on its way for quite some time already with the accomplishments you've made. I understand the major American orchestras you've performed with include the New York Philharmonic, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, the San Francisco Symphony, and Boston Symphony Orchestras, and so much more, so doing wonderful orchestral performances with works such as Rodrigo's beautiful Concierto de Aranjuez. That must be a wonderful experience, playing that work and pieces like that as well.
It's a dream come true, as I said earlier, and for me, the thing that is most exciting about music is sharing the music, and for me, there are all these different ways to share music with people, and there is the solo recitals, there is the chamber music groups, there is orchestral performance. So for me, it's all these different ways of exploration that makes me always strive for more. And in the end, it's a beautiful journey. Now, playing with all these orchestras on wonderful stage is really touching, and is really very special for me to be on those stages that, you know, a few years back were just dreams for me. So I feel really blessed by also playing the most versatile of all instruments and probably the most democratic of them all. It's, you know, everyone knows the guitar and everyone connects with the guitar. And in the end, the guitar is the instrument of the people. And somehow it's this instrument that people use to play serenades to their beloved. So it's because of reason. And that instrument is so personal and it's so intimate, and it goes directly to the emotions of the listener. And that's one of the most unique things about the guitar. It's an instrument that really touches you and can make you really go to emotional beautiful places.
Well, you've certainly gone to some wonderful places and performed for some fascinating people. Instead, you have performed for the Dalai Lama and the Spanish royal family. Now, the Spanish royal family, I can understand the possible connection of how that could come about, but how did you come to play for the Dalai Lama?
It was one of the most special days of my life. Meeting him was a great honor. And for the last 8 years, I've developed this beautiful philanthropic project called the Music Without Borders Legacy. And I started this project in the region of Tijuana and San Diego, playing for all these kids and youth at risk in this region, and with the aim of inspiring them through music. And I've played for more than 15,000 teenagers in the region, and also for the last 3 years, I've developed this project in Spain with the support of National Bank, La Caixa, and also the government of La Rioja. And so it was through this project that I was called to participate in a series of talks that the Dalai Lama offered in the San Diego region with the title of Compassion Without Borders. So it was such a privilege to, you know, to make this introduction and to set up the mood for his talk. So it was, I feel blessed.
That is wonderful. So you truly are an ambassador for music and an ambassador for the guitar. But you also have an interesting connection to the part of Spain that you are from as a cultural ambassador for the renowned wine-growing region. Now what part did you play in that? And how is that? Explain that to me for a little
yes,
bit.
I think art and music has such an important role nowadays, and the more technology and industries evolve, the more important role music and art are going to play. So coming from Rioja in Spain, a very famous region for its wines, I explore the collaboration of image and sponsorship with the best and well-known winery in Rioja called Vivanco. And Vivanco wines are one of the finest in the region. And the most unique thing about this winery, besides its wines, is the concept behind, which is art and culture. They own the number one museum of the wine culture in the world, considered by UNESCO. So it was a very natural blend, a collaboration of guitar, me coming from Rioja, and their concept of art and culture behind the wine. And so they are part of my career, and they come with me on my tour. And at the same time, so I offer them my music in return. So it's a beautiful partnership. And in the end, art needs partnership so we can grow together with the 21st century.
That's a wonderful connection that you've made between art, culture, compassion, and humanity, and communication through music. And you do that so wonderfully on this this new compact disc called Americano by Pablo Villegas. It's from Harmonia Mundi Records, and we're going to be listening to some of that here very shortly. Thank you very much, Pablo Villegas, for taking your time to talk with us today from New York City.
John, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for offering me this opportunity, and I hope this music is enjoyed by all your listeners. Thank you very much, and see you soon.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.